Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments International and ahamomentsworld.com. Tune in for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to live a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide. I'm Mari, and happy Tuesday. I am all worn out because I taught our first day of first class of our new Manifesting Money in the Parallels, in your Parallel Realities class earlier today. So we had a really great, weird technical stuff going on. But anyway, I just finished teaching that. So I'm just recovering, and I'm excited to be here with all of you. Today, we are going to be talking about a topic that is actually really quite popular, and that is signs, symbols, and synchronicities, and how to know if messages are being sent your way. And this is a portion of the book, of my book, The Aha Factor. I talk about extensively about signs, symbols, and synchronicities in the book. And today we're going to talk about where they fit in and how to know if something is really a sign versus not. And also something that most people don't know much about when it comes to synchronicity, that you can have actually a string of positive synchronicities, and you can also have a string of negative synchronicities depending on how you're programming your energy. So we're going to get into all of that in just a few minutes. And the number to call in if you would like to ask a question today is 347-215-9485. That's 347-215-9485. 85. And of course, Sam will take your name, and he will let me know when we have enough callers and we're ready to start taking some questions. So first of all, I wanted to just share with you this class I'm teaching, Manifesting Money with Your Parallel Realities. I'm only going to be teaching it live once. It's a specialty class. I know that I've talked a lot about the multidimensional manifesting lab and how to use parallel realities on other shows. We did a survey of people who've taken the full three-level course with that. And one of the things that came back is that people really, really, really are focused on money and concerned about money and want to know how to use those manifesting techniques with parallel with money. And so I sort of communed with the guides and came up with this specialty class that will be added to as kind of a bonus or something to the main overall online course that will be coming out later this year. And I'm also writing a book about all this too. So all of that will be coming out later this year, early next year. So this particular class is something I'm only teaching one time. It's not going to be something that I offer, you know, ongoing. I wanted to teach it and expose it to people, and then it'll just be a part of, you know, like I said, a bigger course at some later date. But it is 4 weeks, and every class is recorded. I call them summer-friendly classes because I know people are in and out on vacation, and there's no prerequisites for it. So if you haven't taken any of the other parallel reality courses, this is a chance to step in and get something that's a little bit more specific, a little bit more focused. It's not obviously the whole big, 12-week course that we have, but it does really hit on all of the major pieces, and it's really about manifesting money, cash flow, business, clients, sales, emergency cash, and all that type of thing, and really understanding how your frequencies work when it comes to money and a lot of the misinformation out there. So we'll be debunking a lot of that as well. So we already did the first class today, but that is in replay mode. So you can get the replay for that if you'd like to join the class with us. And then you can come live next week, and we have 3 more weeks of class. And if you'd like to do that, if you'd like to participate, I'm leaving the that option open for another 24 hours, and then I'll just shut it down and assume we have everybody we're going to have. The email, you can email me, and I'll send over to you the registration page with all the information, and also access to the, and once you register, you get access to the play immediately. That email is support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, at AHA, A-H-A, Moments, with an S, I-N-C.com. So AHAMomentsInc.com. Support at AHAMomentsInc.com. And it's also, I believe I mentioned it on the announcement that you got for this show. So if you are listening to this show, you probably already have that support email in your inbox already. All right, so that was just one big announcement. And that's it for right now. I think that's it for announcements. So, again, if you'd like to call in, number is 347-215-9485. And hopefully we'll see you in class. And let's get on with today's show. So, one of the things that we hear all the time, especially me, is people call me up. I have friends and, you know, family and things, and they call me up and they say, Mari, oh my gosh, this happened to me, and that happened to me, and this happened to me, and that happened to me. And I'm wondering, is that a sign? Yeah, that's a sign, isn't it? What does that mean? Is that a sign? Do you think that means that this is going to happen and that's going to happen? And they're kind of pulling it out of context and then looking to me to tell them if it has a meaning or not. And one of the things I've really been trying to help people to see is that what I see doesn't really matter, but what you're creating, your intuition is sending your way, your intuitive energies, your energetic communication system is actually what's sending you any sort of signs, symbols, and synchronicities. So just to help you to understand the context of where it fits in, the first sign, the first layer, I'm going to talk about the anatomy of the aha moment. This is in the book, The Aha Factor. But this is just to help you know where these things fit in. So when you are getting an intuitive message, okay, and that is a message from your energetic self, which is this big giant ball of energy that you are, to the little piece of you that is riding around in your body for a particular lifetime, which is you now as we speak, language that goes between the bigger, higher self version of you and the version of you that's in a physical body right now having a physical lifetime is called intuition. And so that language swings back and forth. You speak intuitively to your higher self, and your higher self speaks intuitively, energetically to you. And the first layer of that is the four clairs. So anytime you are giving any kind of message, you always get it energetically first. You'll get it through either energetic sight, which might feel like a deja vu or a little vision, energetic hearing, which you might actually hear a word in your ear or hear lyrics of a song, energetic sensing, like a sense of feeling in your stomach, so there's clairsentience, we call it our gut feeling, or energetic knowing, where you feel like you almost get like a download of information, like you know how to do something without really knowing how to do it. Whenever I do these shows, I always channel them. You know, I give you an outline for the show because you have to know what we're going to talk about. But I don't really have, like today, I mean, we were 40 seconds to getting on the air, and I said, oh, my God, Sam, I didn't write any show notes at all, nothing. Oh, my God. And because I was caught up in teaching and everything. And so now I'm just channeling the show down. Like, I don't panic over that. I just channel it down. So it's a claircognizant. That's what claircognizance is, where you just know what you know, and it comes through. So one of those four clairs, or two, or three, or all four, will kick into gear and give you a message. Now, most of the time, if you're not fluent in your intuition, you may miss it. So your body always, always, always coincides with a physical representation that you just got a message And that will come in as goosebumps or chills or a sense of even butterflies in your stomach or a little lightness, a little heaviness, a little stiffness in your neck if it's a negative thing, a little, you know, nausea if it's a negative thing. And then after that, what happens is you'll get your environment kicks in. So the very first thing is your energy. That's the four clairs. The second layer of your aha factor is your physiology kicks in, your body gets involved, and then your environment gets involved. So that's the third tier. And that's your signs, symbols, and synchronicities. That's when your bigger energetic version of you works with all the other, with the energetic grid and everything out there, all the interconnected galaxies and energetic systems. And it says, it brings in your proof for you. So, or a breadcrumbs for the next steps to take. So you'll have, so they'll come in as a sign. Maybe you'll see repetitive numbers. Maybe you'll see something that's meaningful to you that has to do with what's been on your mind. It'll come in as a symbol. You might have certain things that you know just mean certain things when you see them. So for me, I always say this, my dad was in the Army and he passed away. And so whenever I see the Army symbol, I know it's a symbol. It's a symbol that he's watching over me, that or that he's around me, or he's sending me a confirmation or a message or whatever. It depends on the context of how I'm seeing that symbol. Sometimes I'll see an Army symbol and I know it's not him giving me any kind of sign. It's just happened to be an ad for the Army. But there's other times when it's interconnecting, and that's what I want to talk about today, is how do you know when there's a particular thing that really is a message versus something that's just, you know, it's just kind of around, you know. And I'll get to that in a second. The synchronicity, okay, synchronicity is what we normally refer to as coincidence. It seems like a coincidence. But if you take coincidence and you put C-O and then hyphen incident, it's coinciding incidents, right? It's something that's happening simultaneously. They're interrelated with each other. So synchronicity is when you have, you know, that's when what most of us call the aha moment. That's when we say, oh my gosh, I was just thinking about this and then all of a sudden I was on Oprah, or, you know, or I got some sort of sign, symbol or whatever, or a string of things, or you're just thinking of someone and they call, or you're thinking of a particular house and all of a sudden it's for sale, you know, these kinds of things. And so those synchronicities are can increase or decrease based on your permission. So if you get a synchronicity and you're saying, oh, I wonder if this is this something I should pay attention to, then what you want to do is pay attention to the frequency. First of all, if it's really, really, really a hit, you're going to feel it. Your whole body is going to let you know, again, through your four clairs and your physiology, if that synchronicity is for you, if that's leading to the right direction. You will get a sense of knowing, and you will get the chills if it's the right thing. If it's a big yes or a big no, for that matter, you know, if it's a real synchronicity, you're still going to get those four clairs and the message that, pay attention, this is legit. Go for it. Now, the other thing that will happen beyond your physiology and your energetic senses sort of dinging, when you get synchronicities and signs and symbols that are absolute on target and true for you, you'll see more than one of them. It'll happen more than once. You'll see a string of them. You'll start to see, as you react more, you'll see more confirmation come. So you'll get, you know, you always hear, if you see it three times, then it's a sign. So if you do, if you see things, if something's happening three or more times, then it's a, yes, go in that direction, yes, go in that direction. So sometimes the three things mix up with each other. So you might get some signs, you might get a symbol, and then you might get one synchronicity, or you might get a string of synchronicities and no sign, you know, this type of thing. They kind of mix and match. Your environment, and it depends on also how receptive you are, okay? So you can be getting these things and you're not receiving them. You're, you know, saying, oh, that's just a coincidence. Oh, that's nothing. Oh, I'm not going to pay attention to that. Oh, I'm not. And then you miss it, right? So then either the signs and symbols start to go away because you're saying no and you're, if we're talking about parallels, you're choosing the parallels where you're making it an untruth, so you're kind of choosing against it, or you might be giving it more of an invitation to show you more, give you more, give you more, and that's what you want to do. If you're, you know, hot to trot on some signs and symbols, one of the best things you can do for yourself is to start to write them down. Because when you commit them to paper, it's almost giving the your energy, your higher self, permission that you're paying attention, that you want to see more, that you want to know more. What's the next step? What's next for me? And that's what you can ask. Is to say, keep a list of signs, symbols, and synchronicities in your notebook. And then you can even write, you know, I'm open for more. Show me the way, or show me the next step. Okay? In spiritual information, well, we're asking for energetic information. Energy does not work like physicality. Energy works almost sometimes opposite, something called the paradox. So in our mental waking state, most of the time we want to know, before we step into anything, is it going to pan out? We look at reviews on Amazon. We go for our navigation system, and we look for directions for the entire trip. We want to know where the tolls are and where the construction is and how long is it going to take us and how many miles and how many minutes and when and how and when and how and when and how. And, you know, we look for proof of success before we're willing to take a step forward. Well, that's complete opposite of how energy works. As energy, you're creating as you go, choice by choice by choice by choice by choice by choice by choice, every second of the day. Billions of times a second, you're choosing what's going to happen to you next by what you're focused on. You're choosing your focus choice by choice by choice by choice by choice. So you can go to a psychic, or you can, you know, go to somebody and have try to, you know, quote, predict something for you. But really, all they're doing is reading your energy and showing you what you're choosing the most of. You're choosing all of it. Nothing is, you know, sort of out there happening to you. You're choosing everything based on your focus and based on your choice by choice by choice by choice by choice by choice by choice. Okay? So spiritual information comes to you like this. Instead of giving you the whole navigation system, what it does is it comes to you as one point. It says, you are here. Now, here's the next step. Take it. And then we'll reveal the next one to you. And then you take that, and then you reveal the next one to you, and I'll take that. Why do they do that? Well, and I've never actually ever said this before when I've been explaining this topic on any show, because they're saying it to me differently now with the parallels. The reason why they do that, the reason why in energetic world, which is really the real world, that you are getting only one breadcrumb at a time, you know, one step to take at a time, is because every time you take a step, you literally open up a whole nother set of parallels to choose from for the next step. So it really depends on what step you choose to take, whether what's going to open up for your next step after that. It's not predetermined, okay? You are choosing choice by choice by choice by choice by choice as you go. So nothing is really predetermined. So that's why paying attention to signs, symbols, and synchronicities is so important, because as you do, it can change everything. If you choose to have, to go to the dentist one day instead of going to the hairdresser, you've chosen a whole different version of your life. You have a whole different pivot point. If you choose to, take this job over that job, totally different version of your life. You choose to take that vacation or not take the vacation, whichever one you choose, it trips off a whole different set of scenario. Okay? So every choice you make has with it its own new directions. And you change everything. So one of the things, I was actually talking to a bunch of people the other day, and they were listening to some channeled information from one of the big channels, somebody like an Abraham, Esther Hicks and Abraham type of thing. And, you know, when these big channels, Lee Carroll, Esther Hicks, all these guys, when they make these big predictions, people get all freaked out, right? People, you know, Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, they make these huge predictions. You know, this is going to happen, that terrorist, this earthquake, whatever. And, they, you know, and people get all freaked out. why do you think predictions are made like that? Most of the time, you know, sometimes they come true, sometimes they don't. But why do you think people, why do you think those level of people, those are who are kind of like our energetic, high, holy people, do that? But one of the reasons why is because the collective consciousness knows that if they put it out there, there will be a big, you know, collapse of one of the oceans in the next, you know, 5 years, something like that. They put it out there because they know that if people are aware, if it becomes into their conscious energy, they have the power to choose differently and head certain potential disasters off at the pass just by their focus. As soon as you learn of something, as soon as someone puts something into your conscious waking state, you now are choosing differently because you're getting an opinion around it. So let's say you go for a reading with a like myself or a psychic or something, right? And we give you one, you know, we basically what we do is we read your energy and we can say, okay, based on your current stream of choices and where you're kind of bit down on at this time in your life, bit down meaning, you know, most people bite down on a certain type of trajectory with for themselves and they keep choosing like a, you know, sometimes a broken record over and over and over and over and over and over again. And we can, as, you know, as intuitive professionals, we can kind of see that. So when we give you our answer about a thing, it's really based on the choices you've been making. Okay? As soon as you hear whatever we say, you have the power to change it. You have the power to change it as soon as you hear whatever we say. And then it changes everything. As soon as it's in your conscious waking state, as soon as you're aware of it, it changes everything. So, you know, if I say, somebody says, oh, is my boyfriend going to be with me? I had an argument. He's going to be with me. You know, I could say, I look at the energy and say, no. And then they say, oh, she's full of it. You know, oh, Mari, she's full of it. I know I'm going to be with her. I know I'm going to be with him. And then they choose differently. Sometimes they choose differently and they are with him. Sometimes they choose, you know, however they want and they don't end up with him. But the point is they're choosing all the way along. You know? And so if you don't shift how you're operating, then the situation won't change. So these signs and symbols and synchronicities change with you. It's all completely generated from you. It's nothing happening to you. Okay? It's just helping you. It's trying to create a conversation. That's what your intuition, is, your higher self is trying to do. It's trying to give you an interactive opportunity to commune with it, to speak with it. So it can give you, you could ask your questions and let your desires and requirements known, and they can answer, your higher self and your guides and powers that be can answer. And then also so that your higher self can let you know, hey, here's an inspiration. Here's something that would work out really well for you. Here's something that you could be really good at. Here, let me put this into your consciousness. And sometimes they'll implant something into your consciousness that you perceive as an inspiration. Inspiration, I-N-spiration. Okay, in spirit and then shun, the action of being in spirit, inspiration. Okay, so your inspiration always comes from within. Well, what's the within part? Your higher self, the bigger version of you. That's where the inspiration comes from. It comes originating from you. So when you say, oh, I have this inspiration that I should move, but I wonder, should I do this? And should I do a vision board so I can let my guides know that this is what I want, my angels and my higher self? And then if I do a vision board, how long is it going to take? 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 When? How? You know, how do I get the money? How do I get the money? When is it going to be? Well, the inspiration is coming from within you. If you got the inspiration to begin with, it's because all those people that you're, all those beings and energies and everything that you're trying to convince that you need this thing, they're the ones who told you about it in the first place. So they already know how you're going to get it. They already know. So it's important to become fluent in your intuition. And that's why I wrote the whole book. It's important to become fluent in all of this, these languages so that you can actually be able to interpret the inspirations that you're getting, okay? That you are not then just trying to grip down and mentally make it happen, but that you can sort of have a give and a take, an ongoing conversation. So these signs and symbols and synchronicities are part of that. Now, on another note, okay, synchronicity is really a string of events based on what your dominant thoughts focus on. So, if you are not are saying, you know, I want to have a relationship and you're getting, let's say you meet a guy named Joseph and you really felt like things went really well your first date and you asked out for a second date and then all of a sudden you're watching TV and there's somebody named Joseph and he saved somebody's life. And then, you know, you see somebody, you know, on Facebook and it says, Joseph is my guy. And, you know, so you're seeing these synchronistic things that are positive about Joseph. So you get all excited about this. So then you start to be more open to positive, and you're putting positive energy around this whole Joseph thing. And you're, you know, minding your P's and Q's and not getting crazy with him or anything. You kind of, you know, things are just nicely unfolding. So those synchronicities there'll be a string of positive synchronicities. Well, then there's the other side of the coin. Because synchronicity, all these energies are always neutral. So it's whatever you're focused on and whatever you're most open to receive that's going to make it, you know, make it work or not work, or flavor the synchronicity. So let's say you're one of those Debbie Downer people where you kind of like to protect yourself with a lot of negative thoughts. You say, oh, well, that would never happen for me. Oh, something probably bad is really going to happen. Oh, you know, I don't know why she always is so positive. It's so annoying that they're so positive because things just don't happen like that for me. You know, it's like it seems like everything I do, it falls apart. You know, there's always something going wrong. Well, guess what? You have now set intentions to put negative energies into your own field. You have confirmed that. So what you're going to get is signs and symbols and a string of synchronicities that prove out the negative focus. So when they say, oh, when it rains, it pours, and all these horrible things are happening, and I just can't believe things come in threes, things come in sevens, you're commanding the energy to send you negative stuff. Because the energy, or what you would perceive and label as negative, the energy is just going off of what you're programming. So you can get a whole string of negative synchronicity because your focus is on that. That same sweet Joseph guy can turn into a horror show just by the slip of your own perception. You know, because he could have you ever, you know, you could get that Joseph to one person, to one woman, that Joseph, he's given her flowers, he's given her candy, he's paying attention, he's calling her when he says, he's taking her out on a fancy date, and to one person, that's like, oh my gosh, he's a match made in heaven, he could be like my soulmate. This is somebody I could marry. And then to the other person who he does the same exact thing for, you know, she could see him as boring, you know, and she could see him as, you know, annoying and sort of like, oh, you know, maybe she doesn't feel good about herself, doesn't feel she deserves it or whatever, but she can register the same guy with the same behavior very negatively as the one who can do it very positively, right? And so the synchronicities will reflect whichever flavor you choose. Whichever flavor you choose is which way the synchronicities and the symbols and the signs will start to take on. So it's important that you're always recognizing that you're choosing as you go. You're choosing the direction that's going to bring you the highest joy, or what in our parallel class we call the highest amount of resonant energy, because you're always resonating, you're always putting out energy from within you out. Your higher self always has really great pure energy, but your mental mind, your physicality, your personality self has all different levels of emotions and thoughts and things and free will to think whatever it wants. So if you kind of are in that zone where I call it protective pessimism, where you're basically pessimistic because you're protecting yourself because, you know, if you're one of those people like, well, if I'm too positive, things are going to go wrong, well, then guess what? You pick the parallel where you're too positive and everything goes wrong. You know, there's other parallels where you're positive and things go right. But if you have to manage that. It's all about your choice. Okay? So, how can you get into the flow and start getting more signs and symbols and synchronicities? And the biggest answer to that question is awareness. Number one, being aware of how this works. You know, having a copy of the book and reading the book helps a lot because it gives you the whole picture. But even just for our purposes of talking today, you can fully, well, when you wake up in the morning, you can literally declare, show me the way, put me in the flow today. Okay, you can ask, you can call on your angels, you can call on your guides, you can call on your higher self and say, please show me the way, put me in the flow, in a positive, happy, joyful flow today. You know, it's funny because I was never like that before. I was always, because, you know, being a New Yorker, we're a little bit cynical. Okay, so maybe a lot cynical. And then an East Coaster, I shouldn't even just put it on New York, East Coaster. And here in California, there's a lot of cynics too, but people are a little less cynical when they have a lot of ocean and beaches and stuff, and they're constantly exercising and all that. They're eating better and they're exercising, and they're outside all the time, so their endorphins are higher, serotonin is pumping, and I think they're just kind of generally happier. You know, the plus is more light because you're outside and you're getting more vitamin D and stuff. So I think generally there's a higher level of optimism. That's why they call it La La Land out here, and they, you know, a real world on the East Coast kind of thing. But I remember always getting up and, like, being nervous and freaked out and anxious. Oh, what's going to happen to me today? Oh, my gosh, you know. Oh, yeah, you know. And now when I notice that, I don't know when it started happening, but when I wake up, my cat is always right next to me, my cat Paris. And I look at him, and he always, you know, he wants to eat his breakfast, whatever, so he's bothering me. And I go, Paris, we're going to have a great day today. We're going to do all kinds of fun things. We're going to have a really, really great day. And I realize that I really believe it when I do that. Like, even if I have things that are kind of stressing and stress me out, you know, I always take care of those first at the beginning of the day. And I always declare we're going to have a really great day. We're going to have a good day today. And that does set the tone so that even those sort of prickly things that you have to deal with, even though those prickly things might happen, they work out easier because there's an overall sense of optimism. Okay, there's more of a higher note that's being sort of infiltrated into the day and into the activities of the day. And also, remember, you're on an interconnected grid. So because you're on an interconnected grid, the people in your world will start to respond accordingly. And you can always tell if you're in the flow by how people treat you in traffic. This is one of my little, you know, barometers of how my energy is doing. Is if you get in the car and people are cutting you off, tailgating you, you know, acting like idiots, you have to stop and say, instead of like trying to act like an idiot back, say, okay, what's in my energy that this is happening? And like just take a deep breath and just say, angels, clear me, you know, ground me, do whatever it takes, but let's smooth this out. And you'd be amazed, you know, give it 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and you'll see things will start to smooth out. You know, one of the things, if you feel like one of the ways to also know how that you're off kilter and out of flow is things start breaking, you stub your toe, you bump into things, you know, little weird, mishappy things start happening. That's when you want to just take a step back, take a few deep breaths, ask your guides to balance you and to connect you and to help to ground you and then move forward from there. But you want to take a deep breath. You want to stop, take a deep breath. What you don't want to do is start fighting it and, you know, moaning and groaning. Oh, I can't stand. Oh, you know, slinging the horn and da-da-da-da and you get into the office and you're yelling at the people and you know, and you're just, because what you're doing is you're setting yourself forth on a negative path of synchronicity. Your signs and symbols of synchronicities are going to say, oh, she's intending negativity. She's intending negativity. She's intending anger and sadness and you know, stress. So, okay, I guess we have to reinforce that. So here's, you know, signs of more stress. You know, you hear something horrible on the news and then something else horrible and something else horrible. You know, when we had when Prince passed away and then Muhammad Ali passed away and the guerrilla thing happened and the primaries for the Bernie and Hillary and Trump, and then on top of that we had the shooting of the girl at Orlando, and then the other shooting of all the people in Orlando, and then the alligator. Yeah, Sam's texting me the alligator. And then the alligator, the kids beat up by the alligator, and you know it was just step by step. I mean, it was just crazy, right? Well, guess what? You had millions, hundreds of millions of people focusing on horrible things happening. I've seen it with the weather when we were on the East Coast and people were getting all freaked out over a storm, and then we'd have these string of storms, boom, 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 boom. And finally somebody started saying, okay, stop. The group consciousness started saying, okay, it's got to stop. And everybody in the group consciousness started to kind of declare, no more, that's it. And then all of a sudden we get this like spike of heat for a day, you know, of warmer weather. You know, I know in California when people they were going crazy with the drought, announcing, oh, we're all gonna die in the drought, blah blah blah. And then people start going crazy, and then all of a sudden we got the string of rain. There's a group consciousness that's coming. Where your focus goes, that's where your signs and symbols and synchronicities prove themselves out. Okay? So it's very important for you to take responsibility for your own energy. Nothing's happening to you. It's happening from you. You're generating it from within you out. I'm not saying you're generating a shooting or kids being eaten by alligators or thrown to gorilla pits or any of this. But what I'm saying is that in your own way, you know, some of those things have to happen because they're, you know, life-altering or group consciousness offering or ascension-producing or, you know, all different kinds of things, whole nother show, whole nother day. But for your own world, even if that stuff is going on, it's important for you to contain it and choose out of it. Choose out of it. And what you'll do is you'll start to trip those signs and symbols and synchronicities to help you to choose up out of it. You can even say to your higher self, okay, there's a lot going on in the world right now. What can I do to help myself metabolize this? Even if I don't feel like I can, you know, I'm so far from the situations, but they feel so present because they are. They're all over our Facebook. We're emoting over them. We're arguing over them, you know, the guns and the whole thing. What can I do to take care of myself? And what you will get is a set of signs, symbols, synchronicities to help you. You might, you know, hear someone say, I'm going to take a hot bath tonight, just give myself permission to just take a breath. And then, you know, but you're still revved up. And then you hear somebody else say, you know what, I have to just turn it off. I have to take a breath. And you're still revved up, and you're, you know, but you heard it twice. Like somebody, they're saying, you know, other people are saying, you know what, it's okay. I got to take the backseat. Doesn't mean I don't care. It just means I have to survive it. And I need to find my equilibrium. And then you hear a third thing, and maybe it's an article in a magazine telling you how to de-stress when, you know, everything is falling apart around you. And so you've got your three signs, and this is, and your how-tos from the universe, right? So it's a matter of paying attention, asking questions, paying attention, and then acting on things that make the most sense, taking that action. If you are getting synchronicities and you don't take the action, but you still want the bigger end result, what you're going to get is you're not going to get that end result. Okay, you're going to put yourself into what I call a purgatory parallel, where you put yourself in limbo because your guidance is being take this step, take this step, take this step, whether it's change the job, get out of that relationship, sell the house, let the house go, write the book, all these different things. I know my guys do it to me all the time. It's like, I'm like, I want this. And they're like, yeah, okay, well, we need that. No, I don't want to do that. Okay, well, I said, but I want this. No, well, you got to do that. And I will tug of war with my guidance. And then one day I'll just sit down and I'll write whatever they told me to write or do whatever. Usually it's work-related that I'm always rebelling. And I get it done. And then, boom, you know, what I was looking for starts to roll and just so nice and so easy. You know, and I was like, wow, I don't know why I was bitching and moaning for so long. That was really actually way easier than I thought. Like guides always say, you see, if you just listen to us, your guides are always, always, always going to give you the most efficient shortest route possible to your end goal. Now, it may not seem efficient and short to you, but they know what kind of wisdom you need to collect along the way to get to where you want to be and actually be happy there where you think you want to be, okay? And so I always think God will never deliver $1 million into chaos. Won't deliver anything you want into chaos, okay, because you might miss it. So the really good things are going to be, you're going to actually, your higher self is going to hold them back and help you so that you're prepared to get it so that you don't lose it once you do get it. So, you know, for instance, if you're struggling with managing $4,000, you know, the likelihood of you getting $400,000 is not necessarily going to match up energetically because you're not feeling confident in your capacity to manage the $4,000, and then you can't relate to the $400,000, you know. So a lot of times what you'll do if you say, I now desire $400,000, you'll be led to all different kinds of things to help you to learn how to manage that. And they may seem really, really counterintuitive, very, like, non-related. Like, it's just like when certain people say, I don't want a relationship. I want to be with my soulmate. And, you know, all of a sudden you're getting, you know, information sent at you every which way from Sunday about financial planning. Well, you know, you might need to clean up your finances before you get into that big kahuna relationship. So you might be taken down that road. You might be taken to a yoga class. You might be taken to, you know, something totally unrelated. But it is preparing you to meet that person. You might be taken to the grocery, to the hardware store instead of the grocery store or the Home Depot, and you meet the guy on the line at the Home Depot. You don't know. That's how, but your higher self can see what you can't see. It's the eyes behind your head. And it also can see the most efficient route to what it is you desire. And it does no one. And, you know, people say, oh, why has God forgotten about me? Why am I always stuck? Why do I have all of this? And it does no one any good whatsoever for you to be stuck. It doesn't do anybody any good. Holding you back from something just because, like a parent would hold back a reward, is not what happens in the universe, okay? It just doesn't. It doesn't operate like that. And, you know, a lot of us were raised in formal religion where everybody was personified as parental. Right, so God is the father, Mary's the mother, and we're the sheep. We're not even the child because Jesus is the child. We're the sheep. We're supposed to be following these people around. And, you know, that's fine. We have a whole reverence for all these powers to be, God, Mary and Joseph and Jesus and all that, yes. But there's also internally our own power, our own built-in power, all of those energies within us. They're archetypal energies that are within us to choose from so that we are our own miracle makers and our own wisdom keepers, and we have our own free will, our own choice. So allow yourself to have a voice and allow yourself to listen to your higher self. Listen to that voice and act on it. Don't put yourself into those parallel, you know, purgatories, those waiting games. You know, if there's a long wait, it's probably because you're not doing something that you know you need to get done. It could be as simple as cleaning out a closet or cleaning out a drawer. If you're feeling stuck, clean something out. It works every time. Get something off your plate that you've been procrastinating about. Say, you know what, I'm just going to skip the TV. I'm just going to get this thing done. And you'll see on the other side of it, your energy starts to flow. Okay? The universe does not act as parents. It's neutral. So wherever your focus goes, that's where it goes. It's an obedience to you and your energy. So if you're not feeling worthy because you haven't gotten certain things done and you know you should get done, then that unworthiness will start to repeat itself. It'll start to amplify itself, and that's when you get those negative strengths. All right, so pay attention. And one more thing, and then I'll take some calls. If you want to call in, 347-215-9485. I think we need to start doing commercials on these shows again, Sam, so that I can actually take some water. I can't breathe. I'm talking for too long. But hang on. Okay. I just had to take some water. I've been talking too long today. It's like my fourth hour. So, so we'll be taking some calls. And going forward, pay attention to your four clairs, to how your body is feeling. If you start feeling goosebumps, stop and say, okay, what was that? And ask your higher self to send you some signs, some symbols, some synchronicities to kind of give you confirmation, what was that? Am I on the right track? And then take action, okay? Okay, so I think we have callers, and we're going to start taking those now. And okay, I see them. Okay, so I think the first person we have is Dana in Florida. Hi, Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's
and
good. What's your question?
My question was about the signs and synchronicities, and then you were explaining what my real question was once you get that intuitive hit, is to take mm-hmm. action. Because I think what
yes.
I was doing was I was getting so excited about the hit, and then I used that pessimistic mind to talk myself out of it because it was too good
yes.
to be true.
And so yes, then I yes,
wait.
Yes.
And wait and wait, and I wonder why nothing happens, because I'm waiting for the full plan to lay out in front of me before I take that first step.
Oh, I love you. I love it when people call me and say this kind of thing. This is just awesome. Yes, you're absolutely right. You want to do the show, I'll sit back and I'll be the listener and you can teach. That's awesome.
Well, because as you were talking, because yesterday I had a wonderful hit on a job, and within 2 hours I talked myself out of even applying for it.
Oh, you're kidding!
And I was like, "What the hell was that? Was that not enough signs, or did my pessimistic mind talk me out of it?" And by listening to you, I realized that if that wasn't a big enough breadcrumb, I just talked myself out of it.
Yeah, and most people do, and not most, but, you know, it's very popular behavior, right? Because we're taught, again, that a lot of times that stems from, well, if I go for it, I might be disappointed.
Right.
A lot of times we lean back to, you know, you can probably find some of that behavior in your parents, you know, where they're always warning you about, you know, don't get your hopes up, or,
right.
you know, so-and-so
right.
might be jealous if you get that to happen. Or, you know, one time that I thought that was going to happen for me and it didn't. And you start
or
to use
not,
other people.
Or just only having a breadcrumb and not more of a path. You know, people are going, you can't possibly change your life on a breadcrumb, can you? And I'm like, well, maybe I can't. Maybe I shouldn't.
Exactly. Exactly. And so what you do is say, can I have another sign? Make it thinkable that I'm, so give me a knowing. You know, is this just me or is this really legit? That's why we say if you see it three times, then it's a sign and you need to go for it. So you saw the one big thing the first time. I wouldn't necessarily not jump at it. I would jump at it because you felt it so
mm-hmm.
strong. And I mean, you don't always have to have three times. But if you get yourself kind of off kilter, you just say, give me another sign. They'll give it to you, believe me, and they'll come up pretty fast, especially if it's an
okay.
opportunity that you could potentially lose really quick. You know,
okay.
So absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's great. Well, I thank you for your comment and keep going.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to
You're
jump right
so welcome.
In.
Okay. Go for it. Thank you so much for calling in. Thanks, Dana. Okay. Next, we have Mia in Florida. Hi, Mia.
Hi, Mari.
Hello. How are you? You're very happy.
I'm good. Thank you. Well, I'm feeling good. I do have questions about jobs for myself.
Okay.
So far I've been putting applications out and sending resume. I had one interview and I'm looking for more interviews. I've gotten phone calls, so there should be interviews being scheduled coming up shortly, soon. And I want to know, when will I get myself a full-time job after going through all this?
Well, I think when we talk about it from the perspective of the most powerful place for you, It's more the reason why you're not getting a reaction is because you're looking at something outside of yourself to predict it, as opposed to shifting your energy into, you know, because what you're doing right now is kind of keeping score. You've taken the action, right, and you are getting a lot of reaction because you're going for interviews and doing things, and now you're waiting for results. So what I would do if I was you is to put yourself in the position where you're feeling it's already done. Because all of the questioning and everything, I could say, oh, yeah, you know, you're going to get a job in a week. But it really doesn't matter because you're going to go get off the phone and you're just going to worry about, oh, Mari said I'm going to get a job in a week, as opposed to me choosing, you know what, I feel myself in this parallel where I have the most amazing job, and I'm saying, literally telling my friends, you can see yourself telling your friends, my God, that happened in record time. Or you can see your friends saying to you, oh, you got that great new job, that happened fast. And you say, yeah, it was way faster than I thought. That's going to be way more powerful for you to get the job. Because you don't want a job, you want the job. You want the job that's really going to make your heart sing, that's going to feel really good, like a good fit. And that's going to become generated from you. And you're doing the work. So it, I think that the little piece that you might be missing is your perspective on it and trying to sort of go where your mental mind doesn't belong. Your mental mind, and this is something I think I've taught on other shows, but your mental mind does not really dictate when and how. Your higher self does. So it feels to me like from a psychic perspective, it feels like another, you know, within the next month. But you can shorten that up by doing what I'm saying. You can lengthen it by staying kind of in that purgatory space where you're kind of waiting for something outside of you to sort of drop it down on high. I've done all my work. Where's my stuff kind of thing. Or you can take all that work that you've done physically and step into your energetic side, because there's an energetic side to the work, and say, okay, I am now energetically going to work this situation. And when I work this situation energetically, you accelerate, because energy is always 100 times faster and stronger than physical. And so by just seeing yourself having a conversation with someone about the amazing job that you already have, so now you're in a parallel where it's already done, and you're just saying, they're saying, wow, you really are happy. What a great job you found. And you say, yeah, it's amazing. It happened in record time. Done. And that's your scene. That's the way you see it. You'll accelerate it. But if you did none of that, it feels like another month. So I'm going to jump off, but I hope this helped.
Yeah, I did that. I did.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we had a little bit of technical something or other. Okay, so hopefully, Mia, that helped, and keep going with that. And I guess next we have Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Mari.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. What's your question?
So my question is, I have kind of two, but I will stick with the first one that came to mind.
Okay.
And that was just regarding following signs, as far as feeling that I do know who my mate is, or my we've been friends for a while, but then I second guess myself and wonder if I'm just the signs that I, if I'm just wanting it and not really. If I'm trying to make believe, you know, if I'm in too much insanity, I'll say that. Too much
insanity, did you say?
In fantasy. Yeah.
Oh, fantasy. I thought you said too much in insanity. I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, fantasy. The parallel fantasy. Fantasy. Yeah.
Yep. Fantasy parallel. That's funny. Well, okay. So tell me that you, that was a description. What's the question?
So the question is, am I being unrealistic, or am I truly following the hits, are the hits that I feel I'm getting true, or is it my imagination? How can I distinguish?
Okay.
How do I know that it's versus, yeah.
Well, the way that you distinguish it is that it starts to unfold, and you allow it to unfold. And, you know, it's interesting with relationships, but there's two sides to this. It's interesting with relationships because what part of that unfolding is what builds the intimacy that we want in the relationship to begin with. So if you didn't have these checks and balances and these starts and stops and these anxiety, it wouldn't really be a romantic relationship because there's no stakes. It would be a friendship. If there's no stakes of potentially getting hurt, then it's a friendship.
Right.
Because you'll text the person or you're, you know, the person says, oh, yeah, I'm going to call you tomorrow. And like, okay, cool. Call me tomorrow. Talk to you later. It's not like, so there's no stakes, right? It's just, you're not going to, if they don't call, it's like, oh, he didn't call. Okay. Maybe I'll call him. Okay. Yeah. Hey, what do you want to go to movies? I know we were talking. Oh, yeah. I got real busy. Yeah. Good. I'm glad you called me. Let's go. Like, it is no stakes. But now if you took that same scenario and you put in somebody that you're romantically interested in, then all of a sudden they didn't call me. Oh my gosh, I didn't do my parallels right. And it's all, are they going to hurt me? Because that's essentially what it is. Am I going to get hurt? Whenever you're dealing with a relationship question, the answer is always yes. You are going to get hurt. Why? Because there's stakes. Why? Because when you're in relationships, there's always going to be elements of extremely high highs and some pretty low lows because that's human beings in relationships. It's part of the whole thing. Nobody has a straight line, you know, happy, heightened state relationship forever. So it's a matter of, though, it's a matter of when you're picking the parallel. So there's two ways to think of it. So first of all, following the signs and symbols and synchronicities, yes, focus. And if it feels right, then you move forward. And if it doesn't feel right, you don't. So that's fine. And you'll get, you know, proof. And then just don't second guess it. Just let it. Just ask for another sign. Ask for another one before you say, okay, before I take this step, you know, please give me another sign. Now, the other piece to this is, and I generally don't like to tell people about this when it comes to relationships because, kind of, you know, out of context of the full class, they kind of lose their minds. But I think you're pretty good with this, so I'm going to share it with you. You can play with it. There is a version of you where this person and you are in a wonderful, loving relationship. And that's in a parallel where that person's all in, you're all in, and you're having about as blissful as human beings can have a relationship, you've got it. That parallel with the two of you exists. The parallel that you're in right now, you're someone who's aspiring to be in a relationship. You're not in a relationship because you're in the aspiring parallel, the am I doing it right parallel, the purgatory parallel, the holding parallel. The parallel when you're in the relationship operates differently. It's a different frequency than what you're in now. Right now you're like, oh, gosh, am I doing this right? Am I do that right? It's like the Rubik's Cube parallel. You know what I mean? You can Rubik's Cube around it all, you know, forever. What I would suggest is that you do do a scene in your, you know, in your quiet time where you see yourself already in the parallel, in a loving relationship. And I'm not saying to see yourself with that person. I'm saying to see yourself having a conversation about that person with someone else. That way you don't get all caught up in, well, can this really happen? Would she ever, he ever look at me like this or whatever? You go and you talk to somebody totally neutral. So one of my favorites to do with my private clients, you're going for a mani-pedi with a friend. And your friend is like, oh, my God. Now, is this a person that you're interested in, male or female?
Male.
Okay. So you're going with your friend and or you're going out for a drink or whatever you would consider yourself doing. I used to, with one of my clients, I used, you know, you guys were going for pedicures together. And your friend, who's totally neutral, just a really good girlfriend, says, oh, my God, that guy, he is so all in with you. Like, the way he looks at you is amazing. You can just feel in every cell of his body, he's all in. Now, it's very rare that a woman says that about a guy, right? They usually say, you know, I think he's a little bit of a jerk. I really think that you need to be careful because, you know, like, they're like that, right? But it is parallel where this guy is the best version of this guy in existence in all of the infinite parallels, and you are as well, and you are in that relationship together, and you know that's where you're talking about this, and your friend is validating it because she's seen it. And you're saying, I know, it's really amazing. This is the best relationship I've ever had. He's amazing. And then the scene ends. You don't go into, oh, what did he say? When did he text me? Oh, my God, how many days? Family like me? Is his dog like me? Do I like his dog? You don't do all of that.
Okay.
So that's the way you can work that parallel. Now, what will happen is you'll be in that frequency, and you just do it for 10 minutes, and then you just let it be. And then throughout the rest of your day, the other, 15 hours of your day, you just pick whatever feels good, feels like a heightened frequency for yourself. You just pick whatever feels right. And then that way you're keeping that same type of frequency throughout the other mundane parts of your day. And it should come together, as far as the signs and symbols. So I wouldn't get yourself all caught up on, am I doing it right? I would go to the end result and just confirm that it's already done. I'm going to have to jump off looking at the time. Sam's going to kill me, but I hope that's helped.
Yes, very much. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Have a great night. All right, everybody. We are at the end of yet another Aha Moments radio show. If you would like to join us for our Manifesting Money in the Parallels class, please send me an email, support@ahamomentsinc.com. I will let people come in for 24 more hours, and then we will close the class. So with that, I will end with my motto, which is, you truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it, too. And in this new energy, anything is possible. Take care, everybody. Have a great night.
You've been listening to the Aha Moments radio show with your host, Mari. Be sure to visit her blog and website at www.ahamomentsinc.com. That's A-H-A, moments with an S, inc.com. Also join Mari on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ahamomentsinc and Twitter at twitter.com/ahamoments. We can't wait to see you there.